Now, the latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
The Big Show Entertainment Report with Jaden Forster.
Good morning and happy Friday, Jaden Forster. How you doing?
Very well, thank you, PT. Happy Friday.
Mate, before we get to our subject matter of this morning, I want to speak a subject that's close to my heart, the King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley. You went to the exhibition in Bendigo, and out of 10, what are we rating it?
I'd say 10 out of 10. It is absolutely incredible. And I know it sounds like a tired old cliche to say this, but if you haven't been to see it yet, go and have a look before it finishes towards the end of July, because it is just absolutely incredible. There's just way too many things to mention. Mm. But the team there at the gallery in Bendigo, they have done a remarkable job in setting that whole thing up and everything. And they should be really, really proud of what they've achieved. And just a quick cheerio, a quick shout out. This is probably a little bit wrong of me to do, but if you are going to Bendigo, I can personally recommend that you stay at the Lakeside Hotel. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. So I'm not getting any money from saying this. So if you are going to Bendigo, definitely check it out. It's a fantastic place.
Well, I'm headed to Bendigo Saturday week, and I'm going to pop in to see the Elvis exhibition. Looking forward to it. Let's get to our subject matter this morning. And, of course, it would be remiss of us not to talk about the two different defamation trials that are running at the same time, C. McLaughlin and Johnny and Amber.
Yes, and today the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard case has continued. It's sort of gone up a little bit of a notch, if it can go up a notch, because his former agent has quite slammed him quite brutally in testimony for Amber's side of the story, telling the court that Johnny was difficult, that he had anger issues and was the subject of multiple complaints from virtually every movie that he worked on. So, as I said, you know, brutal way to sink the knife in and twist it around, right? But, you know, that's what she's there to do, as was Amber's sister, who testified yesterday that she saw Johnny Depp abuse Amber Heard. All of this follows testimony from earlier in the week about her connections to James Franco and their antics at their wedding. So it's all very salacious, but we are nearing an end in this particular trial. Next week, hopefully everything will wrap up. Meanwhile, Craig's case here in Australia still has a little while to run. He's been under cross-examination this week, and the tone of that has been very much the impact of the allegations and the impact that they had on him, and also Christy Whelan Brown's alleged inappropriate antics backstage. So Craig's time on the stand is now over, and the defence will get their turn to tell their side of the story starting in a couple of hours' time.
Details of the late, great Charlie Watts' will have been released, Jaden Forster.
They have, yeah, all $53 million worth of it, plus a little bit more, as his whole French estate is not included in that particular figure. That's sort of worth squillions on its own. But, yeah, basically everything, as you would expect, goes to his widow, Shirley, and then when she dies, it'll be passed on to the eldest child and so on and so forth. But an interesting thing that wasn't included in that particular estate package is his car collection, which is being divvied up to various people, unknown and unnamed to us, but divvied up as per his wishes. But yeah, basically all of it does go to his widow, as you would expect.
Probably some good mates sharing in the car collection. To wrap it up this morning, Jaden Forster, Eric Banner and wife of Wolverine, Hugh Jackman, Deborah Lee Furness, are filming a new movie together in Victoria.
They are, yes. The sequel to The Dry, which came out on New Year's Day of last year. Of course, Eric Banner's the star. And she's in a supporting role, actually. She's playing a suspect in this murder mystery movie. So it's, as I said, sequel to The Dry. The Dry is based on the book by Jane Harper. This particular movie is based on the second book by Jane Harper. And, Deborah Lee Furness in the supporting role, plus another whole lot of actors as well in a stellar cast. And they're filming it at the moment, actually, in the Dandenongs. And then they're going to head over to the Yarra Valley and then down to the Otway. So filming underway at the moment. If all goes according to plan, I guess it could become a franchise all on its own. I mean, the first movie made like $20 million at the box office last year, which for an independent Aussie film, that is a huge, huge figure. So hopefully everything all goes according to plan.
If they haven't got a title yet, perhaps they could call it Even Drier Still.
Well, I'm not sure what the name would be, because it's based on her second book, which is called Force of Nature, but The Drive is the name for the first one. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see just what they do name it, or whether it may just be The Dry 2. I don't know.
It could be Moist. Who knows? Jaden Forster with the Entertainment Report. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll catch you next Friday.
Pleasure. Thank you, PT.
To get Victorians back to work and grow the economy, Jobs Victoria is backing small businesses with free services to help find and hire staff. And we can provide wage subsidies of up to $20,000 per eligible employee. We're backing all Victorians.